All right. How you guys doing in podcast land, wherever you are in the world? Welcome again to my podcast called Crazy About the Stones. Today I'm going to talk about a band called the Edward. So it's a super group formed by three members of the Rolling Stones. And then additionally, they have Roy Cooter and Nicky Hopkins as extra people in the studio. The album was recorded in 1969, the year that the Rolling Stones are recording one of their signature albums called Let It Bleed. It's jamming in loops in the studio. Legend has it that Keith Richards is absent because there was some misunderstanding that Jagger had employed somebody else to come in the sessions. Who knows? Anyway, the album is super, super duper, as I say. Three members of the Rolling Stones, so minus Ronnie Wood and Keith Richards, but all the other key members of the band just jamming the studio with two other guys called Nicky Hopkins and Roy Cooter. If you don't know, you probably may know, or some of you probably do, most of you do, but some don't, as I say. Roy Cooter is an American multi-player. Great musician, a wonderful producer. He's played for Yonks and Yonks and Yonks and contributed beautiful music to soundtracks and just his own stuff. Notably, one of his movies, I think from the 90s, was called, he did the soundtrack for the movie called Paris, Texas. And then additionally, in the late 90s, early 2000s, he formed a lovely band from Cuba called the Buena Vista Social Club. So if you're interested, check those two albums out, and just his his history is really, really amazing. And also Nicky Hopkins was an English pianist, organist, and he played with everybody, from the Stones to the Beatles solo career. Jesus, the list goes on and on and on. You'll be here till next week talking about who he played with. He's no longer here. He's upstairs, and he was from Greater London, a place called Middlesex, and then he lived in the States, and he passed away in the country music area in the States called Nashville. Anyway, the album is really, really super duper. My copy is on vinyl. I picked it up a few weeks ago in my favorite record store in London. It's really, really cool. The digital version is good, but the vinyl version, some say better, some say not as better, but it's a different experience, and I hope you enjoyed the opening track. Interestingly, if you are interested, the album was released in 1972, but as I say, the recording started in 1969. So, 1972, the Rolling Stones released their own album. Wait for this, "Exile on Main Street, Baby," my favorite Rolling Stones record. So the Stones were busy that year. This album called The Edward was released on the Rolling Stones' own label. We're going to close you out with another track now. Edward's Thumb Up. So I hope you enjoy it. Have a good one. Thank you. Ugh.